Last week, MLive.com laid off 29 more employees. On Monday, Alabama beat Clemson for college football's national title. Now, these things might seem unrelated to you, but not to me. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon, here to tell you why. Last week, MLive.com laid off another 29 employees, which was hardly surprising. On Monday, Alabama beat Clemson to claim college football's national title. Now, these things might seem completely unrelated, but I see a pattern here and a warning for college football if it's smart enough to listen. In 1835, local citizens who cared about Ann Arbor started a newspaper. That newspaper survived a Civil War, two World Wars, the Great Depression, radio, and TV. It was still going strong well into the 90s, producing a robust 20% annual profit. Now, did they put that money into the product or the future? No. They cut reporters and travel budgets and sucked out the profits for the owners and the executives while they scoffed at the internet. In 1998, mind you, the Ann Arbor News still did not have email addresses for its employees and had exactly one computer with internet access. Your home probably had more. When one of the corporate executives visited another paper in the chain, he saw a friend of mine doing research on their only internet computer. The executive joked, "Oh, you're looking at porn, ha ha ha." He then compared the internet to the CB radio craze in the 1970s. He pointed to the computer. "Exactly the same thing," he said. "The internet is a fad." The executive soon retired with a golden parachute, leaving my friends to suffer the consequences of his ignorance, arrogance, and greed. The leaders of the Ann Arbor News were not from Ann Arbor. They didn't like Ann Arbor, and they didn't live in Ann Arbor, and their paper reflected that. They didn't care as much about their employees, their readers, or their product as they did about profits. They never grasped that those things are all connected. So, what does all this have to do with Monday night's college football game? Well, last year, college football set up their first four-team playoff in the sport's 146-year history. The games were great, the ratings spectacular, the profits enormous. This year, they held the two semifinal games on New Year's Eve, and the ratings plummeted by 40%. Okay, the games were blowouts, so they blamed that. But on Monday night, Alabama beat Clemson in a 45-40 thriller, and the ratings still dropped 23%. Now what do you blame? I can answer that. They used to play the best bowl games on New Year's Day from noon until night. This year they kicked off at 8:30 p.m. on Monday, January 11th, a school night. The game ended after midnight. How many kids stayed up that late to see the game end? You can only trade tradition for novelty once. College football is also losing future fans by playing their regular season games at noon or at 3:30 or at night, or on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. The networks do not move around your favorite shows like that for a simple reason. They would lose their audience. Well, guess what's happening to college football? 10 years from now, the people running college football will be shocked, shocked to discover its audience is dying off, young people are failing to replace them, and attendance and ratings have swooned. They'll blame it on apathy or cell phones or the internet or just about anything other than themselves, just like the former newspaper executives are doing now. But when that happens, please don't tell me it was inevitable or unavoidable. Instead, remember what the great Molly Ivan said about the demise of newspapers. "I don't so much mind that newspapers are dying," she said. "It's watching them commit suicide that pisses me off." And that is exactly how I feel about the people who are ruining college football.